take me out to the ball game.
Well, it's been a great couple of opening days for the Milwaukee Brewers, and they've been doing pretty well against the White Sox. But what's the forecast when they come to facing division rivals? Joining us is Dominic Catronio. You know him. He is the host of WTMJ's Brewers Warm Up, Brewers Extra Innings, Brewers Weekly, and so much more. And nobody knows the Brewers better than Dom. Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
You know, it's been a great couple days at AmFam, but again, it's the White Sox. What have you seen on the field, and what does it tell you about how the rest of the season's going to go?
You know, Libby, I think the big thing that I see from the Brewers right now is just the amount of talent top to bottom that this lineup has. Like, everyone has an elite tool. Everyone has something that can contribute to winning games, whether it be, you know, the power of somebody like William Contreras or Christian Yelich, or the speed and ability of a David Hamilton and a Garrett Mitchell, or the defensive ability of Joey Ortiz, Bryce Terang, in addition to other tools that all these guys have. So the way that the Brewers broke camp, and the way that you compare this team's opening day roster to last year's opening day roster, in my opinion, it's night and day. I just think that this team is very dynamic, maybe even more leaning into the speed, defense, ball and play attitude that we've seen so much success from the last couple of seasons.
Now, I know you've obviously been watching the Brewers up close, but what about those division rivals? How are they going to do once they face the Cubs, the Cardinals, and some of those other teams?
Yeah, we got to pace ourselves here. We're only two games into the season, right? We can't even be thinking about the division yet at this point. It's only March still, for instance. But the way I see it, the Brewers have this quirk in the schedule that they're actually not facing a divisional opponent until late April. Much later than usual. The Brewers, in fact, six of their first seven series are against American League foes. And it's very, very odd, given the only National League foe they're going to face is the Washington Nationals coming up next homestand in not this weekend, but next weekend. So the way that the schedule worked out, it's very odd. I mean, both of these teams are going to be very different by that point. And maybe it's good news for the Brewers, given by that point they would hope to have Jackson Churio back into the lineup. And maybe they'll be getting closer on Quinn Priester and getting closer on Andrew Vaughn.
Well, you know, last year it wasn't until we got into summer where the Brewers really was showing the force of that team, that they're starting out well. And again, like you said, it's only been two games. Is it hard to hold momentum through an entire season?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there will always be waves and tides of, you know, there was that part of the summer last year where it felt like the Brewers couldn't lose, right? And we all remember that. But I think a lot of people also remember what it felt like the first month of the season where it felt like they couldn't win, you know?
Yeah.
So it goes in both directions, right? Where the Brewers understand this is a marathon, not a sprint. We can use every cliche in the book of what you want to think about when it comes to success and what it takes to win 97 games like they did last season. But the reality is they are going to lose games. There's going to be a four-game losing streak. There's going to be a losing 8 out of 12 games or whatever, and everyone's going to be freaking out and overreacting to that. Those days will come, but that's the beauty of baseball, is that you can have those stretches and it doesn't derail your season because we play 162 of them.
What are you looking forward to most? I mean, after seeing them on two games, is there anything in particular that stands out to you?
I think the biggest thing that I'm excited for with this club is there's more coming. And what I mean by that is sometimes on opening day, teams' rosters kind of like get like, hey, this is the roster. This is the team that we expect to, you know, win all season long or whatever. You know, there's not much movement sometimes from some teams' opening day rosters from a position player front or whatever they need from a talent perspective. Whatever the Brewers get thrown at them, I mean, look at it now. We've already seen two injuries impact the Brewers' daily lineup in having Jackson Churio go on the injured list and Andrew Vaughn go on the injured list. But you call up a top prospect in Jefferson Caro. You have the ability to move Brandon Lockridge around and recall Blake Perkins. You still have more talent in AAA like Robert Gasser and like Jet Williams and Tyler Black and guys like that that are just so talented that can help this club in the future if something were to happen. Whereas, you know, with all due respect to last year's team, I don't think that depth was really there, especially in the beginning of the year last year.
Well, Dom, you are on top of it. You are one of the best analysts that I know, especially when it comes to the Brewers. And, of course, we can hear you throughout the season on Brewers Warm Up, Brewers Extra Innings, Brewers Weekly right here on WTMJ ESPN Milwaukee. Thank you so much for getting up with us this morning.
Brewers Warm Up at noon today. We got post game once again. Thanks, Libby.
We'll be listening. Dominic Cotroneo.